Fans of the singer and activist Sinead O'Connor will get a final chance to pay their respects to the legendary singer this morning in Bray. Her funeral cortege will pass through Bray in County Wicklow in just a few moments before a private burial. With the details, I'm joined on the line by RTÉ News reporter Fergal O'Brien. Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Fergal, Sinead's family issued a statement saying that people will have an opportunity to pay their final respects to the singer this morning. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's right. I think following the death last month of Sinead O'Connor in London, there was a huge outpouring of grief, both here at home across the country, but also around the world. And since Sinead's death, a huge number of tributes have been paid to her. Now, the family are having a private funeral service today. And after that, there will be a private burial service also. But in between both of those is this opportunity, as you say, for fans to say their final farewells and pay tribute to Sinead. And essentially what is happening is that after the funeral service takes place today, the cortege will travel around a 1 kilometre route along the Bray seafront. It will begin from the Harbour Bar end of Strand Road. It will then make its way down the promenade. It will stop outside the house where Sinead used to live, Montebello, and then it will continue along the opposite end of Strand Road before the cortege makes its way to an undisclosed location for Sinead's burial.
Can you describe the scene for us at the moment? What's it like? Is there much of a turnout? What does it look like right now?
Well, first, this was the weather. It's a very nice morning down here in Bray, which is, I suppose, added to the atmosphere that's here. People are saying it is quite sad, obviously, with Sinead's death, but it's also a moment to celebrate her life. And people are coming here with flags and with flowers, and hundreds of people have already gathered here at the location. The family had urged people to start gathering along Strand Road anytime from 10:30 this morning, but there's already hundreds of people in place. It's expected that it could be between 11:30 and 12:30 before the cortege itself actually makes its way down this route. And by then, it's expected that there will be large numbers of people. As I say, already hundreds of people have gathered. A particular focal point here right outside the house where Sinead used to live. And at the moment, there are people are breaking into a round of applause. I'm just going to move over towards the road.
Yeah.
There's a Garda escort here at the moment, and there's a car with speakers playing Sinead's music. And as you probably can hear in the background, people have started breaking into a round of applause. But it's a celebration, as I say, of Sinead's life. Obviously, people mourning, grieving her passing, but also an opportunity and chance to remember the big impact that she had, not alone in the musical scene, but also her activism too.
And not only the family urge people to go down to Bray, pay their respects, a lot of celebrities as well, one being Imelda May, she's urged fans to line the streets, and it's lovely to hear them out in full this morning. Sinead lived in Bray for 15 years, is that right?
That's right, she lived here at Montebello for 15 years, and the family said that she loved living in Bray, and she loved also the people living in the town. She was a familiar face around the town. She was seen often walking along the prom front here, and also during COVID-19, when we had all those various restrictions, and during that uncertain period, Sinead would sit outside the front of her house, and she would engage with a lot of people walking past. And people we've heard over the last number of weeks recalling stories where they would stop and chat to her. She was a very friendly to all the neighbours, anyone who wanted to stop for a chat. And actually, a pink rocking chair that she used to sit on in her front garden, a replica of that, is now at the door of Montebello, surrounded by candles. But as you say, it's huge number of fans have turned out here, local people, neighbours, but it's also people who would have been friends with Sinead and fellow musicians. For example, Limo Mwainley from the Hothouse Flowers is among those who was down here this morning leaving floral tributes. He performed with Sinead on a number of occasions, and he said that she was really a world force who shook the foundation of many aspects of what we call society. And he said it's fitting that this effectively national tribute to her today.
Now, over the weekend, lots of us will have seen, and we can hear the applause there in the background, gorgeous.
Yeah, after the songs were played from loudspeakers surrounded by flowers on top of what is a Volkswagen van. I'm just having a quick look at the music coming from that top of that Volkswagen van, some of her best-known songs. A large crowd, hundreds of people have gathered around. And also, I should say, There's a massive international media presence here as well. As we know, Sinead was a big name, a huge figure in Ireland, but also an international icon.
Yeah.
And her passing has been felt right around the world. We've seen tributes from some of the biggest names in the music industry. But as I say, people like Liam O'Mahony among those who've turned out here today, and no doubt as the morning goes on there'll be more and more people turning up at this location in terms of fellow musicians and fans, hundreds expected, as I say, to turn out, and possibly even to the thousands.
I was quite taken aback by some of the celebrities I'd seen pay tribute online, one being Glenn Close, being notably, you know, upset about the passing of Sinead and talking about her interaction with Sinead and just speaking about her and her kindness and her love of Sinead just floored me. Just people that you wouldn't expect to be in that world or know of her greatness and how amazing she was. Now, over the weekend, lots of us will have seen this huge installation honouring Sinead O'Connor and Bray Head. It reads, "Era Sinead." What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Jennifer, all sorts of impromptu murals and shrines and memorials have cropped up since Sinead's passing. Obviously, as I say, that the house is very much a focal point, flowers and tributes being left here. But over the weekend, a giant memorial appeared at a famous location here in Bray Town, which is the site of a former navigational sign which said "Era." That was dates back to basically being used in World War II, and that was used so that U.S. fighter jets flying over, bombers would know that this is Ireland and other allied countries, this was Ireland. So over the weekend, that sign was changed to include "Era Heart Sinead" in giant 9-meter letters. And basically it was created by the Dublin-based creative agency, The Tenth Man, along with a mural specialist, Mac Signs. And the lettering was hand-cut and then was filmed from the air with a drone. Now, it was only in place for a short period of time. It was a temporary memorial. But the executive creator and director of The Tenth Man, Richard Seabrook, said over the weekend that they wanted to take the opportunity to mark the moment of Sinead's passing with a bold statement that he said symbolised what she meant to this little country of ours. That has since been removed, but it certainly made a big impact and it's very close to her home. But as I was saying, it's one of numerous murals that have and memorials and shrines that have cropped up in many locations since the death of Sinead.
Fergal, thank you so much for taking the call. There we go. That was RTÉ News reporter Fergal O'Brien with the latest details on Sinead O'Connor's funeral taking place this morning. And there's still time to get down to Bray if you would like to pay tribute to Sinead. I think that, as Fergal said, the funeral cortege will be passing through around 11:30. And also coming up this evening from 7 p.m. right here on 2FM, Betta De Silva will air an exclusive Sinead O'Connor concert from the Olympia Theatre from 1997. Two Jen Zamparelli on RTÉ 2FM.